The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Alan Ellis, this is the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, and the call you missed, Chris, was a state trooper, and he's got your number, just saying.
I've been waiting.
I asked him to call back, sir. So, we'll see what happens. Anyway, so... When we left you last, we were talking about iguanas. I don't know why I like this story. I don't know if you like this story, but I think it's fun. But it did inspire an email from Joe, who said, had to go to Columbia a few years ago for my job. I did encounter a number of iguanas in the Colombian Air Base. There were so many walking around, it reminded me of squirrels in the park here. I asked a Colombian Air Force officer I was working with if they were edible, and he said, yes, they taste like chicken. A couple we saw were around 4 feet long. A good pellet gun will solve the problem, ergo Chris. Yeah.
Chris, no pun intended, but I'm game.
You're game? I know. Well, you're practiced with that new Benjamin you just got.
Yes, I am.
22 caliber Benjamin. I think you can probably get within 15 yards of an iguana.
Yeah.
I mean of an iguana.
Yeah.
Oh, you have gotten within 15 years?
Yes, many years ago.
Really?
In a previous life, I had gone to a place where I would not go now because people are just dying left and right. But, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, they had iguanas all over the place. And, I mean, they told you don't get too close because of the tails. But it was very easy to get within 5-10 feet of them.
Yeah. Well, that pellet gun would work. And you would be well within the American Veterinary Medical Association's guideline. Now, here's something interesting. Iguanas cannot be drowned, frozen, or decapitated. A reptile's brain can remain active following decapitation. I'm sure, however, if you decapitated an iguana and separated the two chunks, it wouldn't take too long for the rest of it to, let's say, slow down. Blunt force trauma is allowed, but Kern cautions... One blow is euthanasia. Two blows is animal cruelty. That's like in Maryland. You know, we have this stupid regulation that you can catch bullfrogs by hand, but you're not allowed to catch them with any device that penetrates the skin. In other words, you can't shoot a bullfrog. You can't use a frog gig for a bullfrog. Did you know that in Maryland? Let's bring it back to Maryland. An iguana can be shot if it's an instantaneous death, but shooting iguanas in backyards where neighbors can be injured is dangerous and likely illegal, depending on the circumstances. Kern prefers using a carbon dioxide chamber, which can be as simple as a cooler with a piece of dry ice in it that displaces the oxygen. First, you got to grab the iguana and have a cooler big enough to contain the iguana. Call Chesapeake Outdoors. I know they got a Yeti down there big enough for an iguana, no question, or several. Put some dry ice in it. Put your iguana in there. Shut the lid. Viola. Your iguana has been cooled considerably. But I understand they can take some pretty cold temperatures and not keel over. I mean, they keel over, but they can revive.
They're very slow.
Yeah, they're very slow.
They slow down, yeah. Exactly.
Yep. So, anyway, let's figure out how to kill all the iguanas here in Maryland. Tom in Reisterstown. Morning, buddy.
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm well. You?
I've been better.
Yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, when you were talking about gun conditions this morning, I went to purchase a gun, and they handed it to me, and the box was all ripped up. Oh, and I didn't want it. Sometimes when they get older, boxes are worth as much, if not more, than the guns are.
No question. No question about it. And when their reaction was?
They thought I was nuts.
Yeah. Well, you're going to use the... Well, if it was a big box, it was... How old was the clerk?
Probably in his early 20s.
There you go. There you go.
There's your sign.
Yep. Say again.
I said, have a good weekend. Good talk to you.
Hey, good talking to you, man. Sorry about the injury. I hope you're feeling better.
Just getting old stuff. It sucks.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Hey, look, I've had both shoulders done. You know, you'll be okay.
I'll make it.
Yep, Sparky's almost back to normal. She's only lost 45%. Can't do her job anymore, but I think you'll be all right. You're young. You'll adjust. No question.
I'm going to try.
I know you will. All
Take
right, buddy.
Care, bro.
Thanks, man.
I'll see
you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Yeah, a little down in the mouth about the shoulder injury, and I understand that. So let's talk about Bears. I already mentioned that the Bear Lottery is open till August 31st. It's open now, open the 15th. You go online. It's a $15 lottery application fee, non-refundable. Finally got a bear stamp. Looks like a bear. Rebecca Latham of Hastings, Minnesota, won the 23rd Annual Maryland Black Bear Conservation Design Contest. The bear's, the title is Explorer. I was on last year's. I was actually part of that committee that picked last year's bear stamp. It's an interesting process on the stamp selection thing. Then I watched them pick the duck stamp, which was pretty cool how they do that. Anyway, so we talked about, and there is a guide for hunting black bears in Maryland. 2019 hunting season, it will be open for 5 days, October 21st through 25th. The quota system is no longer used to manage the hunt. Hunters will not be required to call a hotline every evening to determine the status of the hunt. Black bear hunting zone is Allegheny, Frederick, Garrett, and Washington counties. All four counties are open. Sub-permittees may hunt black bears regardless of whether the permittee is actively hunting. As in previous seasons, the only one black bear may be harvested by a permittee, sub-permittee hunting team. Permittees and sub-permittees are not required to maintain visual contact with one another while hunting black bears as it used to be. Hunters are reminded that permittee and sub-permittee teams of hunters may kill only one black bear. It's the responsibility of the hunting team to maintain some form of communication to ensure that only one bear is taken. That is why we have cell phones. But here's another story about a bear in Italy. Forest rangers in Italy, this is by Paul Dedage. Paulina Dedage. She's a writer-reporter for Fox News. Forest rangers in Italy are on the hunt for a genius brown bear that reportedly escaped captivity by scaling three electric fences and a 13-foot barrier. The province of Trento press office released an image of the fugitive bear, dubbed M49 by officials on Wednesday, that indicated the animal was last seen on the slopes of the Marzola Mountain the previous night at 10:54. Officials say the bear was caught on a camera trap, a trail camera, in an area not far from where it was seen early Tuesday morning. M49 was captured last Sunday but several hours later the bear was able to bypass three electric fences and a 13-foot barrier unharmed. Trentino's governor Maurizio Fugari gave rangers the authority to kill the animal if given the chance, as its ability to climb over a 7,000-volt fence shows how dangerous the bear is. I'm wondering, if M49 approaches the areas inhabited, forests are allowed to shoot it down. translation of Fugazi's comments read, "The fact that the bear managed to bypass an electrified 7-wire, 7,000-volt fence certified by the ministry and by ISPRA demonstrates the fact that these specimens were dangerous and there was a public safety problem that justified the order of capture." 7,000 volts?
That bear can go anywhere.
Anywhere he wants. Yep. Give him a wide berth. Orders to kill the bear have sparked anger amongst animal rights advocates who criticized the government over faulty fencing as the reason the bear was able to escape. WWF Italy, probably World Wildlife Fund, animal rights activist, suggested coyly that the fence was likely not working properly since bears do not fly. Coy? I think it's ignorant, but, you know. Hey, Luigi, you turn the fence on. Oh, my. Mamma mia. I forgot. You know, the bear was in there last night, Luigi. You were watching the fence. Mamma mia. Italy's League for the Abolition of Hunting. They have a league for the abolition of hunting. Commended the bear's escape efforts. They commended the bear's escape efforts. Thank God he's out. No, that's not exactly what they said. They said they called it an escape. The brown bear, rather large-looking fellow. Brown bear. Yeah, you know, European brown bear.
Mm-hmm.
Russian brown bear. Whatever kind of brown bear it was. Brown bear is a damn big bear. Yeah, like, you know, grizzly size, only larger, you know. Yeah. They called him an escape genius, gifted with superpowers, akin to a hero in Marvel Comics. Which one? Spider-Man? The Hulk? Which Marvel comic book hero would a brown bear, probably a 1,000-pound animal, which hero would that be akin to?
I have no idea. I didn't really get
it. You weren't a Marvel guy?
No.
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, Spider-Man's the latest rage, I guess, and the Avengers. And
The wave. Sometimes it's Spider-Man, then it's the group of them.
Oh, what are they called? Justice League or something?
Something like that.
I can't remember.
And then it goes back to a singular character, and then it just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know. Maybe Wolverine. Is that a Marvel Comics character?
Either that or DC. It's one
maybe
or the
that.
Other.
Maybe he sprouted claws like Wolverine. And
there you go.
That's right. Sliced through those electric lines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Remain. Yeah.
Walked right through it.
It's an animal. How he got through a 7,000-volt fence, who knows? 13-foot barrier for a brown bear.
Nothing.
That stands 10 feet high.
Yeah.
Probably not much. Not much of a challenge. I watched a white-tailed buck, a mature white-tailed buck, down in West Virginia, down at, I'll think of it, Canaan Valley State Park.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Golf course there, big high fences.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a mature white-tailed buck from a standing start within 3 feet of the fence, just up over an 8-foot fence like it was
nothing.
Wasn't even there.
Yep.
You know, I'm not sure the brown bear probably jumped it, I would imagine, if it's 13-foot fence. You know, he probably watched like Starsky and Hutch when they're chasing the guy and they hit the chain link fence, you know, and the criminal's able to escape and the cop never is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I can't figure that out.
Yeah, that bear probably just put one paw on top of the wall.
Yeah.
Pulled himself up, boom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Email Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Chesapeake Forest Land Club members, tell your officers there is a meeting July 25th at the Linkwood Volunteer Fire Department in Linkwood, Maryland. And that is for club members, club officers, two of them. There's a group called the Chesapeake Forest Alliance. It's going to meet to consider solutions to your issue. And here's the issue. About half the Chesapeake Forest lands, half are public, half are leased by the state. Those leases will be abolished according to the plan to some degree next February. If you have a lease now, this is your last hunting season on your lease, because your lease will be canceled in February and not renewed. Now, so again, some of these leases have been in effect for 30, 40, 50 years. All the leases of all these 250 hunting clubs, and some of them are one guy leases the property, okay, will be put into a big old basket and up for lottery. And they will only be leased for 1, 2, or 5 years. So every year, and they'll be divided out, so every year there will be a 20% turnover on the people who are occupying these leases. Does that make sense? In other words, if you lease it for 1 year, that's 20% of 5 years. So every year that particular lease will turn over, and then every 2 years that particular lease will turn over, without a possibility of renewing the lease. So there'll be new people on that land every year, or every 2 years, or every 5 years. Now, the clubs that have been established, some of them have, 30, 40, 50 members. Some of them are family. Some of them have 2 members, 5 members, whatever it might be. But there are 250 separate groups that lease Chesapeake Forest land. And it's great for the forestry industry. It's great for the agriculture industry, because the guys go in there and they manage the land, they manage the wildlife. Especially these bigger clubs with long-term leases, they know what they're doing. Some of them adopted, quality deer management practices where they're bringing the herd into balance. Some of them work with the farmers who have adjacent land. The farmers love it because you got people next to you shooting the deer that are damaging their crops and so forth. Forestry people like it because they have access through the clubs. The clubs in general maintain the properties so that if there does come time for timber to be harvested, or timber is allowed to be harvested, authorized to be harvested, they have access to get in there. If they don't have access, it becomes a less desirable property for the lumber company to go in and do their thing. But there are people in the lumber industry, the agriculture industry, and other interested folks conducting this meeting under the banner Chesapeake Forest Alliance. What do you want to say?
I was just listening.
Oh, I thought you wanted to say something.
Mm-mm.
So July 25th, that's next Thursday, Linkwood Volunteer Fire Department, registration starts at 5:30. So that's going to be an interesting meeting. Linkwood's not far from me. I might just show up.
I think that's a very good idea. Stay on top of the issue.
Yeah, that I can report back to our listeners.
Exactly. For those people who couldn't get down there.
Yep.
For whatever reason.
Yep.
And at the same time, too.
Yep. You know what I find fascinating?
What?
You can find the proposal, what they want to do, online. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't find a written version of it.
You're not going to.
It's a PowerPoint. You can find a PowerPoint.
Sure.
You can see the PowerPoint on your screen. Yeah. 34 pages.
Yeah, but you're not going to find any text.
No. Well, I mean, it's all on the PowerPoint.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it shows, the illustration and all that stuff. But, wouldn't it be easier if you just had that on a PDF that somebody could download that and print that out? Well, you can download and print it out if you want to print out 34 pages. But... And I can email that to anybody that wants to sit there and watch the PowerPoint, But, nope, sorry. No text version available.
Mm-hmm. Because that means somebody would be held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? You can get a list of the 250 clubs. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. No members' names, no contact information, no phone numbers, no emails.
But you can get a list of the...
Yeah, the Big Buck Club, or the Dorchester whatever club, mm-hmm. or the Salisbury whoever, or the whatever it might be. You can get a list of those names. What do they mean? That's like me tearing out the page of the phone book and scratching out all the phone numbers and saying, here, Chris, contact these people.
Call them. Yeah, that's right.
So
just letting people know who are in their sights.
Exactly. So anyway.
First it's the clubs, then it's the guns.
Oh, a lot of people have said this is an attempt to a a veiled attempt to, mm-hmm. you know,
it's just a suppress,
mm-hmm. you know, people who own firearms.
Yeah, it's just a little cut. People really don't notice, and then one day you wake up and you realize that you just bled to death.
Yeah, the death of a thousand cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. First one hurts, and after about 500 of them, they don't hurt anymore. But
nope. And you don't realize.
And you're, you know, a thousand drops of blood is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's what they're doing, incrementally, slowly taking things away.
Creeping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, indeed. I understand. Hey, let's micro stamp the ammunition. You know, that way we can track it in case there's a crime. We can track it through the shell casing with the micro engraving on it, or you know, on the bullet. You know, the manufacturers need to invest in all this equipment to micro stamp the ammunition. Let's ban lead ammunition because a condor got sick when it ate. A deer gut pile that, you know, there were lead fragments in, allegedly. You know. Let's stop saying the Pledge of Allegiance because one person is uncomfortable.
Or let's take off a saying that's been on the paper money for eons. Let's take that off.
Let's get rid of In God We Trust.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In government we trust.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. We would love to hear from you. I've gotten many more emails and texts than I've gotten phone calls today for some reason. Oh, I saw this. Yeah, deer on the creek. I saw that, Captain Don. Yep, you're being watched as you fish. Yep, thanks for that again. Appreciate that. Who's this? Yep, David, got your message. If you're going to fish early, fish late. I used to fish during the summertime, even in this kind of weather. Get out there daylight, get on the water, watch that mist, that dew, whatever, lift off the water a little bit. Be out there and fish, surface lures on the top. Oh, man, fish for a couple hours and get off. Or go out in the evening when it's... You know, 2 hours before dark, just get out there in the evening. It's things starting to cool down, calm down a little bit. Again, surface lures. I love that kind of fishing. So, all right. Shall we talk to Clyde in Arbutus? Shall we palaver with Claude?
Yes, I think we should converse with Claude.
No, we're going to palaver.
Oh, palaver?
We're going to palaver. Yeah, I think you need to look that up.
Okay.
Hey, Claude, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Crap.
What do you think? How much do you think they're going to go for this week?
What's that?
Crabs.
Price wise?
Yeah, I mean, you think they're going to go down any?
Doubtful.
Doubtful.
Yeah, I maybe after Labor Day.
Oh, I got you.
Maybe after Labor Day, last big holiday.
Alan, you know, this country's getting to be something else, man. I got a ticket at my yard for high weeds, and guess what it is? It's a plant. The inspector don't know a plant from a weed. That's sad. So I got to take it to court. You know, this country's getting to be too much, man. They don't believe in
what
God.
What kind of plant is it?
Well, I got to ask the horticulturist because I don't know. I'm going to take a picture of it and show it to you. I think it's like it might be an ivy plant.
Ivy plant. So an inspector came along and said, this is too high in front of your house, and you got to take it down. And you said, no, I'm going to take it to court.
Well, I said it's not a weed. It's a plant. Weeds don't have leaves on them.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen plants with weeds. I mean, with weeds with plant, you know what I mean? With like leaves on them.
Uh-huh.
It looks like a plant to me. It don't look like weeds to me. But I got a neighbor that's got 7 foot high weeds and they ain't did nothing to this house and it's vacant and it's drawing rats in their house and everything else.
Oh boy, that doesn't sound like fun.
And I went to the councilwoman and she act like, you know, we, you know, this and that. You're worrying us about our weeds. She says, well, you want us to take back the ticket for the weeds. She said, that's like corruption. I said, well, it ain't stopped you any other time. So why not be corrupt now? She didn't like what I had to say.
I imagine not.
I was just kidding. I said, something's got to be done with these vacant houses here, with these rats, you know what I mean? And the drug addicts and all that. But, you know, she actually kidding.
I got it.
But like I told her, you work for me. I don't work for you. You need my vote. I don't need yours. But I'm going out there today. I'm not going crabbing. I got to work, unfortunately. But also, tell these people, please take care of their furry friends. Make sure they got food and plenty of cold water.
That's right. Yeah, water's more important than food right now, but you're absolutely right.
Oh, yeah. Well,
except wildlife, Claude.
Oh, yeah.
You know, wildlife can fend for itself pretty much. They know how to get water. They know how to get food. You don't have to supplement. You know, if you want to feed the birds, right. Okay. People, you know, it's funny. People feed birds in the winter when seeds are abundant in the wild.
Right.
We don't feed them in the summer because we think they could fend for themselves. But their seeds are not, available in the summertime for the most part. But they
right.
seem to do okay. Anyway, Claude, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, man. You have a great day. All right, Captain Don, hang on there. We got to do the break, and then we'll get right back to you. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. I will tell you, if you're going fishing today, or you're going crabbing, or you're going for snakeheads, Clyde's has what they call black salty minnows, shiners. These are phenomenal baits, live baits, for snakeheads. If you want to use a minnow on a hook with under a bobber, black salties will do it. They are scrumptious, and they are like candy to snakeheads. No question about it. I mean, they'll eat everything else. They'll eat bull minnows. They'll eat, whatever you throw out there for the most part. But if you like the, maybe a little bigger fish, you might want to get a little bigger salty shiner. Black salties is what they're called. So check that out at Clyde Sports Shop. Crab traps. Topless crab traps, low-profile crab traps, trot line, lengths of tarred line or regular rope. If you can make your own, they have all the accessories if you want to tie up your own trot line. They have the rig trot line. They have the steamers. They have their own brand of seasoning. Of course, the nets and the gloves and the crab measures and the baskets with lids and so forth, all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Don't forget, gunsmithing, full line of fine Browning firearms as well. 410-242-6108. Recorded fishing hotline 247-347-4247-FISH. Clyde's Sports Shop. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM. watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
All right. Hey, here's Captain Don. Rob and I had breakfast with Captain Don last Saturday at the Honey Bee, and we appreciate you buying breakfast for us there, Captain Don.
Well, it was absolutely my pleasure.
Yeah, it was fun. A good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that, and hopefully we can do it again.
Indeed.
And, again, a shout-out to Sparky. I hope she has a quick and uneventful recovery.
Quick and uneventful. That's a good thing to wish for, indeed.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep, she's a sore puppy. Yeah, I said the first hour, and people just joining us, Robin had extensive surgery on Wednesday, and she is recovering at home and doing pretty well, although she's in a lot of pain and, you know, trying to stay ahead of it with the pain meds. So, you know, hope everything goes well, and I'm sure it will. She gets her follow-up next week, so we'll can't wait to see what happens when the bandages come off. So, anyway, what's up?
Well, those deer, I have a follow-up to the deer.
Oh, on the picture you sent me on Cox Creek? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Well, the other night, again, my house backs up to the Patapsco River.
Right.
So I occasionally get up during the night and I look out and see what's going on. And there have been quite a few guys out there fishing or whatever they do out there, like midnight, 12:30. But I saw something to the left, and it looked like some people in the water. It looked like some people were really swimming around or something. And I was just very, very curious as to what was going on. Then, as I looked a little closer, there were deer swimming in the water. They went around that. We have a jetty in the community, and I actually sent you a few years ago a deer up on that jetty.
Right.
But these deer were swimming around the jetty, and then they swam back up in the Cox Creek. Now, I'd heard about deer swimming, especially down around Poplar Island.
Oh, yeah.
You know, coming from, yeah.
Yep.
I've never seen it up here, and I just thought that was really cool.
Well, it's cool to watch that. Yep, very cool.
I jumped in my truck, and I drove up toward the jetty, which is, I guess, in terms of the city, like a few blocks.
Right.
And I caught them just as they were going up into the creek. You know,
nice.
Got a glimpse of them. So
nice.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool. That's cool to see wildlife in its own environment doing what it does. There's nothing like it. I enjoy it no matter what. And, you know, I've seen deer swim. I've seen deer in ponds. I've seen them in the reservoir. I've seen them swimming across Liberty Lake one time. Believe it or not.
There you go.
Yep. So they're out there. And that was a really nice buck I watched swim across the lake. So, but, yeah, really nice one. But, yeah, they're not afraid of water. They you know, they adapt to it and, you know, it's all good. They may even take cover to get rid of the bugs. So anyway, here's something interesting. Here's something interesting though. I will tell the folks, and I've said it before, but I'll say it again. A deer has two different types of hair. In the summertime, you know, their coat is very short and, you know, sometimes has a reddish hue to it. Well, in the summertime, that hair is three times as dense as it is in the wintertime. And it has to do with, you know, keeping bugs off of them and that type of thing. Okay. In the wintertime, they get a whole new coat of hair. It's longer and the hair is hollow.
The hair is hollow.
The hair of a deer in the wintertime is hollow for insulation in the winter.
Insulation.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Dense in the summer and short, hollow and longer in the winter. Isn't it? They're an amazing creature. They absolutely are. Their habits have just fascinated me ever since I was a kid. So, all right, buddy.
Well, in this area, the other big thing with the deer is there's been a whole lot of new construction.
Yeah.
Along like Maury Neck Road and Solly Road and all that. And they're just being forced into areas that they haven't really, you know, like actually lived in from what I hear.
No question.
So they kind of set up in different areas. But you see more and more along the road, I can tell you that.
Yep. No question about it. No question.
And in closing, I just want to say I drive past three other bait shops just to get the Clyde.
Ah, good for you, man. Good for you.
It's such a great place to go.
Yep.
Especially for people that are just starting out.
Oh, yeah.
The Clydes and let them show you what's going on and tell you how to do it.
So, exactly.
An unsolicited commercial.
Thank you so much. All right, buddy.
Stay safe and stay cool.
Ah, hey, stay cool. That's the main thing. All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Take care.
See ya. Bye-bye. Wear your sunscreen today. Hey, where's Bob? Let's talk to Bob in Edgemere. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning, Al. I'm real good. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you.
Well, I made another cobia trip down to Virginia.
Oh, man.
That's this weekend.
Bucket list, man. Bucket list.
They're still there.
Right.
We got out 2 days. We got out Friday and Saturday. Friday, we got our biggest one, which is 45 and a half.
Right.
And we caught our limit. It was three of us on the boat.
What is your limit?
Three fish per boat.
Wow, three per boat. Okay.
And they got to be 40 inches from the from the nose to the tip of the tail.
Right.
To keep.
How long?
40 inches.
40 inches from tip of nose to tip of tail.
Right.
Okay. And you're matching that or better.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And then we went out Saturday and fished. We went out to the fourth island. I caught a couple of spade fish.
Right.
I want to try some of that. I've never caught them before.
Let me ask you, what did you use for the spade fish?
Little pieces of clam.
Yeah.
You use a red number 4 hook.
Yep. They're smallmouth. Like a big angelfish is what they look like.
That's just what they look like.
Yeah, like a big angel. Yeah,
it's a pretty fish.
Beautiful fish from what I see. We had a writer that used to use sea nettles for them.
How do you put them on?
Good question. I guess you use a pair of gloves. You wind them around your hook. And then, of course, you got to throw them close to structure because they're close. They're right on the pilings and so forth, right?
Yeah. I heard that's what they like to feed on, but I wouldn't know how to get them. On the hook, the clam seems to work pretty
call
good.
Call Captain Dawn. He'd probably get a piece of net and put him on in his net and tie up a little rig for you on a piece of netting.
Yeah, that might work.
Yeah.
So. And we had a great trip. After the spade fish, we came back over around Latimer Shoals. And
right.
And tried cobia fishing again. We only got one, but that was a short one.
Got it.
And then a bunch of sharks moved in. We couldn't keep the sharks off the line.
Wow.
Well, fun to catch, but
yeah, but you know, you want to catch those cobia. Yeah. Now, have you eaten them yet?
I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good.
They're wonderful. I love them. They call them lemon fish, I think, don't they?
I've never heard that.
I think that's another name for them is lemon fish. Yeah. But first one I ever had in Florida was again white wine, butter, and lemon juice, and just sautéed it in that, and it was spectacular. You know, let the liquid cook off and brown a little bit, and it gets a little more done than a lot of people like fish. But you get that brown, you know, that little brown butter crust on there. Oh man!
Oh yeah!
I love it.
So. Last time we talked, you said to save your filet. I got you one over here.
Oh man!
Just swing by. Just take the long way around 695 on your way home today.
Over in Edgemere. Get his number, Chris. I might just stop by. Yeah.
They're in the freezer for you.
I got it. I might have to stop by and see Captain Jimmy's one of these days. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks, buddy.
In a couple of weeks, we're going up to Oswego, New York. For
salmon fishing. Yep. That's on the bucket list, too.
That's good fishing up there.
I've been there, done that. I'll tell you what, I love fishing up there. So.
Yeah, we got a great captain that we go out with.
Send me that info. Can you email me, Bob?
I sure can.
Email me your contact information. Email me the contact information with your captain in New York. I'd love to do that again.
I can do that.
Cool, man. I appreciate it, Bob. Got to run. Got callers stacked up. Thank you.
You're welcome.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, dear.
Yes, good morning. Listen, I kind of dozed that first hour, and I didn't hear about Robin, or I would have called earlier.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Robin, I'm so sorry about this surgery. I thought she was doing so much
better. Oh, she's doing great. She's doing great.
She was going fishing again.
Yeah, well, this kind of came up rather quickly.
Oh, this is a bad time of the year, which I'm not going to get into. If we can get through this July, we'll all be better off.
Exactly.
So I had something on my mind this week. I'll see what you think about this.
Okay.
You know, your show and the outdoors, right, has been a blessing to me, I swear. And I'll tell you why. I'm a city person all my life, don't know nothing about outdoors, hunting. But it has taught me to take the philosophy and the knowledge from the outdoors people, the farmers and hunters, and mix it in with what's going on all over the world and around us.
Oh, yeah, no question.
I have been told that a horse can sense the fear of a potential rider before it gets on. And when it'll stay in there, but when that rider gets on that horse, because the horse feels the fear that the rider has, when they let go of the horse, that rider will not be in control of the ride.
No question.
This is what is happening all over the world and everywhere. They sense fear. We got on the horse and lost control of the ride. What do you think?
I agree. I like that analogy. I like it a lot.
I wouldn't have never had this kind of understanding if it hadn't been for your show. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. And by the way, I don't particularly care for horses.
I'm afraid of horses.
I'm not necessarily afraid of them.
I've never got on one.
No, I've got on one. Bucked me off twice. Once on a road, yeah, and still have the scar on my chin hidden by my beard and on my knee, and busted through an electric fence to get to a hot mare. I was meaningless. And then he busted me off. He threw me off again in a buckwheat field when I was trying to take him home. Went back up to the mare a half a mile away. I called his owner and said, go get your horses at your brother's.
They look beautiful, but I don't trust them to ride me.
Nope. I did ride a pony bareback one time.
Uh-huh.
Tried to scrape me off on a tree. I did like the reverse Lone Ranger dismount right off the butt, okay? And both feet of that damn pony came up right under my chin. I mean, just missed me by, you know, mere inches. So, yeah, he wasn't happy to have me on there, and I was glad to be off. Uh-huh. So, all right, girl, thank you.
You guys take care.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Stan, the man.
Oh, Mr. Allen, for some reason I'm feeling we were related in our misspent youth. That's why I like my horsepower underneath the hood where I can control it.
Exactly.
Too long a story to tell you, but I have a question.
Okay.
Maybe I was out of the tracker when you went through it last week, but you said something about the song Wooly Bully, and what does A7?
L7.
L7.
Let's not go L7. Did you look it up?
No.
Oh, I didn't follow up with that. I had two emails on it. L7. Make the letter L with your fingers and the letter 7 with your fingers and put them together. Let's not be square.
Dig it.
Let's not be square, brother.
I'm hip.
I'm glad you're hip.
I had to clear that up.
Yep.
It left me going all weekend or all week long.
Good. Wooly bully.
Wooly bully.
Yeah.
I'm still doing the Paul is dead, missing.
Yeah. All right, man.
All right, Mr. Valentine.
Thanks, Dan.
Single tasking. Thank you, sir.
All right. Keep shiny
Robin,
side up.
Don't miss Robin. I said, hey.
I'll do it. Keep shiny side up, buddy.
Will do, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Paul in Severna Park. Paul.
Hello, Mr. Allen.
Hey, Paul, where you been?
I don't have much to say, but I called before about having the snakehead renamed so restaurants could sell it.
Yes.
In my recent issue of the Bay Journal.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a reference here to a Charles sells whole snakehead restaurant across the bay.
Paul. He's gone. Sorry. Yeah, we're not going to do that. Sorry, Paul. If Paul, but we're not going to promote something like that. 410 WCBM 680 is our phone. Let's take a break. Let's go to a break. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Now, if you want to catch a snakehead or any other kind of fish, Clyde's is your place. That's right. Well, one of the places, but they do have the Black Salty Shiners. And they have some little bit of expertise. They've got some folks there that fish for them, and they can tell you how to catch them. But they can also tell you how to catch anything else. They can show you where to go for striped bass, smallmouth bass, largemouth bass, white perch, really doing great. And they do carry the grass shrimp and the bloodworms and all that stuff. So you might want to check out Clyde Sports Shop for all the live and frozen bait for all kinds of fishing and all kinds of crabbing. Yes, indeed, all kinds of fishing and all kinds of crabbing. They have everything you need. They have the crab traps, the low profile, the topless. They have the nets. They have the string. They have the line for trot lines. They have their own steamer, seasoning. They have the aluminum steamers. All available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Rod and reel repair, gunsmithing, full line of Browning firearms. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. And don't forget that fishing hotline, 247-FISH.
Busting records here across the area for the weekend. Heat alerts up and down the 95 corridor. We're in the heart of it here in Baltimore today. 100 this afternoon and close to daily records. 80 are low tonight. Heat indices today at or above 110. That is dangerous heat for any age group. Take it easy. Take breaks in the AC. Keep the water coming. Check that back seat twice before walking away from your vehicle. Low 100s again tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie. More from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, we are back. Well, I'm back. I want to talk about Chesapeake Outdoors. You know why I want to talk about Chesapeake Outdoors? Because archery season is right around the corner. Hunting licenses are on sale. So why not stop by and check out the whole line of Matthews compound bows, including the brand new Vertix. Yes, compound bows and crossbows at Chesapeake Outdoors. They've got the Mission crossbows, the new Sub 1 XR. They've got the Raven R26 and 29. Clearance sale on all Hoyt bows. Yep, 10-point, Excalibur, Carbon Express, Barnett, custom arrow, bow tuning, and accessories. So get ready for bow season. If you think it's too hot to fish, go shop for some bow hunting stuff. Why not? Check it out. They have, you know, guns and ammo and muzzle loaders and all the accessories and anything you can need, want, or imagine for that. And guess what? Our buddy Pete, he's a good bow technician, man. I'll tell you what, he'll set you up right and help you out. Also, Kent Island's largest selection of crabbing and fishing supplies. Everything right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Rods, reels, tackle for Chesapeake Bay, tidal rivers, freshwater fishing. They'll tell you where to crab and what to use. Live and frozen bait, Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses, Bubba Blade knives, their own T-shirts, and everything else for any type of outdoors. 20% off Bradley smokers, 40% off spring trolling baits, 20% off Andy trolling rods, and those great Maryland-made stainless steel crab steamers, the last crab steamer you'll ever need to buy. Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, Exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, 410-604-2500.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Way down south of the Mason-Dixon, there's a man who's really fixin' to match those taters in his bin with possum meat. And that ain't tin. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings, possum up a tree. Somewhere up in one of them saplings, possum laughing at me. Hound dog baying, know what he's saying, possum on a limb. He done hit in one of them saplings, and I'll get even with him. Get it going, Pete. Gotta run, get my gun, and beat it over yonder to the holler.
Phil Harris, doing a little possum hunting right there. Yeah, I heard the best recipe for possums, scrape the hair off, put a persimmon in her mouth, and bake them in the oven. Yeah, that's all you can do. Yeah, me too. Yeah. Hey, got a nice email from Paul, or Joe. I'm sorry, Joe. He said I had a new recoil pad put on an old over and under. Picked it up last night at Clyde's Sports Shop. Looks like it was factory installed. Great gunsmithing service. Yep. I used to have stocks cut down for Kathy, and reinstall the pad, do a beautiful stock job, wonderful stuff. Lawrence does great work at Clyde Sports Shop. All right. Well, there's the bell. We talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about an escaped bear in Italy. Talked about the Maryland bear. Talked about iguanas. Chesapeake Forest Land Meeting, 5:30 p.m., July 25th. That's Thursday night in Linkwood at the Volunteer Fire Department.